I made a mistake with my new puppy, Winnie. When I first brought her home, I thought it would be fun to just play chase with her. She loves this game. She grabs a toy, I chase her, catch her, grab the toy, and toss it again. This worked really well when she was 2 months, but now that she's double her size at 4 months and is a lot smarter to my game, I can't catch her as easily anymore. What's worse is now it's not just the toys. She'll grab my socks, shoes, work papers, toilet paper, you name it. If she can reach it, it's fair game for our chase game. After things got a little out of hand, I realized Winnie needed to unlearn this game and relearn a new game. Before you subscribe to that adage, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, lead by example and make the new lesson more attractive than the previous. To get Winnie to stop running away from me, I had to stop chasing her. This made the game less exciting. Second, I had to come up with an incentive for her to want to play the new game, which was I toss a toy, she gets it and brings it back to me. In exchange, I give her a treat. It didn't take Winnie long to catch on to this new game, and she likes it better because now she receives an incentive and I pile on the praise. The pitch challenge today: is there something you need to unlearn to relearn, or does someone on your team need to unlearn and relearn? Situations, needs, and priorities change all the time, so we need to first recognize that the way we have been doing something in the past may not be the best way to do it in the future. This pandemic year has brought a lot of change to our way of living and doing business. What may have worked with us in 2019 could be unproductive and even inappropriate in 2021. One of the hardest things to change is someone's mindset, behavior, and routine. However, when you take the lead and make the change first, this will set the tone, then reinforce the new way of doing something with a positive incentive and watch the old behavior slowly fade in popularity.